Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for being here with me today and being here with me anytime. I was really happy with how my last episode went. I'm sorry it's been so long. I know I said I would try and make this like a new moon and a full moon podcast, that I would do the tarot card of the day. But this last full moon, I was just a little distracted and had things going on. I've been in the middle of moving. I just finished moving and starting a new job within the last 2 weeks. So I've been a little bit busy trying to settle in and get grounded and start my job and kind of get settled in there as well and in my home. And those kinds of things. So yeah, I appreciate the patience and I appreciate the listening. Anyway, so today I'm gonna do a tarot card of the day again. I'm gonna do it a little different than last time. I'm not gonna shuffle and pull cards on the recording. I'm gonna do a prayer and meditate off the recording and then pull a card and then we'll discuss it and maybe take a little bit more time to discuss that after I do that. And then I think I either might do a separate podcast about baseball or we might talk about baseball at the end of this one. I'll probably do a separate one because I know not everyone wants to hear about that. So anyway, just wanted to keep everyone in the loop that I am still going to be talking about baseball. I actually have the spring training live playing in the background on mute right now, so I'm just watching it on YouTube. So yeah, I definitely want to talk about that probably on a separate podcast. But anyway, thank you again for being here with me today, and thank you for being open to receiving the message that we're going to be discussing today. And I really appreciate you guys, and I love all of you. So enough talking, and let's get to it. So we got the Queen of Wands as our card of the day for the message of the day. I also wanted to pull a bottom of the deck card, or not pull one. I wanted to do the bottom of the deck card, which was the Two of Pentacles in reverse. So first we'll talk about the Queen of Wands and then we will discuss the Two of Pentacles in reverse. So let me flip to that page. And again, the book that I use the writer, the Rider-Waite tarot deck, the original one, and the book that I use is The Ultimate Guide to Tarot by Liz Dean. She's the author of The Art of Tarot and The Golden Tarot. And yeah, that is the book that I use to help me with my descriptions of the cards. So here we go. As a person, this queen is often the card of the artisan, entrepreneur, counselor, organizer, or leader, the writer, producer, marketer, or business administrator, whatever relies upon spark and communication for success. Sociable and supportive, she is intensely loyal, just like her associated sign of Aries. This self-aware queen is also in touch with her intuition, so she makes good choices in relationships. The Queen of Wands often loves nature and animals, too. As an influence, ideas flourish and you can now show others what you can do. This is no time for reticence. Fire up your enthusiasm and express yourself. Reflect also on how you are managing your life just now to make sure you have time to make space for the opportunities coming your way. Overall, though, the Queen of Wands shows you will have the strength you need and your relationships, too, are energized. Romance, friendships, family ties, and professional contacts. So that was a really positive card for our message of the day. Like it said, it could be showing a person in your life. It could be you, who is the person who could be a counselor, an entrepreneur, organizer, or a leader. Or you could be like a creative writer. You could be a producer of some sort, marketer, or like it said, business administrator. So if any of those apply to you, this message is definitely for you. The associated sign with this card is Aries, so if that resonates with you as well, this is for all my Aries people. The chakras related with this card are sacral, throat, and third eye for creativity, communication, and insight. Yes, this is big throat energy. I see big throat chakra energy with this card. Sorry, not throat energy. Big throat chakra energy. I definitely relate throat chakra energy, especially when it comes to like in professional life. You know, voicing your opinions and voicing your ideas and expressing your creativity and not holding back. And also definitely, like it mentioned, the third eye, because your insight needs to be on point when you're expressing your creativity and just expressing yourself at work. You know, you definitely want to know that you're talking to the right audience who's going to receive that message. And, you know, it's hard to try and express a message when you know it's falling on deaf ears or ears that just don't understand or don't want to. So yeah, this card could definitely represent you or somebody else in your life who is very in touch with their intuition, like I mentioned. So she makes good choices in relationships. She obviously knows what she wants. As I see here, she's sitting on her throne, you know, with her big staff in her hand and a sunflower in the other. So there's lots of creativity and beauty and confidence here. There are sunflowers and lions on her throne. So I see lots of like orange sacral chakra energy. She has a cat in front of her throne. And so like with the sunflowers and the cats, she's, like it mentioned, the Queen of Wands is definitely a fan of nature and animals. So this could be you. You could be the queen in your life who is very in touch with herself and very confident, who's also very in touch with other beings as well. So this could be you. I definitely feel like this is a you card, not someone else in your life. So yeah, that's about how it relates to somebody as a person. As an influence, like I was mentioning, your ideas are flourishing right now. And this, I definitely am feeling this is like professional ideas. I can definitely resonate with this right now about having strong creative ideas at work and wanting to express them and making sure my insight is definitely on point, and I'm definitely like, you know, working my throat chakra before I go into work every day so that I feel heard. And you know, you want to feel heard and seen and respected at in your professional life. Especially if you're going to come forward about your own personal ideas. You don't want to come forward about your great ideas if they're not going to be appreciated. But others are going to be receptive of this, I see. So this is definitely no time to not be confident or feel like your message is falling on deaf ears, because it's not. People want to hear what you have to say. With this Queen of Wands, she's definitely strong, and she knows what she wants, and she knows her ideas are good, and she knows her crowd. You definitely, like I said, you want to know your crowd. Like, good social cues are important. This queen definitely has good social cues, and knows when and how to express her ideas. It looks like this is definitely a positive card for also romance, friendships, family ties, and like it said, professional contacts, all having the strength in those relationships right now. So you definitely don't need to worry about like the weakening of any of your relationships in your life if this card resonates with you right now. If this card represents you in the reading, it's definitely encouraging you to step into your power as a queen. You know, that big queen energy, anybody can be a queen. So that's definitely, this card is definitely, I love the term stepping into your power, honestly. It didn't really start, like at first I used to kind of associate stepping into your power with like the negative side of like having an ego, which there also, I don't really believe that anymore. You know, I think everyone has an ego. It's just about giving space and time for it to interact and be itself. And you know, just have space to exist, pretending like you don't have an ego, or saying, you know, you have like people have had ego deaths, and that's definitely real, but saying that like you don't have an ego just like isn't true. Like, everybody has an ego. It's just about the ways that we interact with it. And I think it's good to interact with your ego, and like shadow work is, if you're interested in that, is definitely helpful and important. And I think it definitely helps with confidence and feeling strong in what the words you say. So yeah. Stepping into your power definitely is something I've become more comfortable with, especially in my professional life. I don't feel as scared to express my ideas or where I see myself or what I can do anymore. I feel like that in my personal life as well. I know what I have to offer, and I think everybody should feel that way. I think everybody should definitely define what it is for them, what it means to step into their power, because it's a really empowering and like big sacral chakra energy feeling right now. Like, I can just feel the warmth in my body. Like, I can feel the orange energy. It's like very fiery and like empowering, and it's like you feel like the fire is pushing what you have to say like out of your throat, and that's what the fire is charging your throat chakra to really express yourself and be open with your ideas and be your most authentic self. And I actually did another reading today on my TikTok about that, and pulled the magician. So I definitely had like related terms with that as well, about being true, like stepping into your authenticity and you having the magic to create things in your life. So I think those cards, I mean, while they're different, have similar qualities. But yeah, that was a different reading that I did today. But anyways, so I think that's enough about the Queen of Wands. So next we will discuss the reverse Two of Pentacles, which we got on the bottom of the deck for the message of the day. All right, so our bottom of the deck card was the Two of Pentacles in reverse. I actually pulled this card upright in a reading the other day, so this is really interesting that I'm pulling it reversed today for our group reading today. I'm not super familiar with the reversed meaning, so I can only imagine what it is when I'm comfortable with the upright meaning of it. But anyways, so we will discuss that now. The Two of Pentacles in reverse. In the reverse position, egotism and pride can get in the way of practicality. Irresponsible spending may cause hardship, and these financial mistakes may be hidden. Gambling is a common meaning here, as well as generally reckless attitude toward money. In work, you may be dealing with an unreasonable boss who is unrealistic about what can be achieved, putting you under needless pressure. This card can also show the ending of a business partnership due to financial difficulties. One of you may be investing more resources into the business and the other. The message is to observe closely just how committed you and your colleagues are, and if their contribution is fair and equal. Wow, so this is really interesting, in contrast with like our Queen of Wands card and, you know, them going alongside each other. Like I was just talking about ego, so that's really interesting. I think people let their ego get in the way because they're not really sure how to let it interact out in the open all the time. I think it's okay to like let your ego play and kind of like do shadow dancing with yourself and literally like dance with your ego and play with it. And I have a teacher named Carla Palomino, and she taught me how to make space for like the different parts of me, like necessarily maybe parts that we would consider like some things that we don't like about ourselves. So those are like kind of parts of like our ego that are all different, you know? They're all like different parts of ourselves. Some parts of ourselves we love, and then there's some parts of us that like we think are annoying, or that we think, you know, bother other people, or that we think are just like unpleasant. But we are the way we are, you know? And so it's like important to give yourself the time and space to interact with those parts of yourself. And just know that those are just as important. Your shadow side is just as important to interact with as it is to interact with your non-shadow side. So it's important to give yourself the time and space to interact with it so that it doesn't get in the way in your everyday life, especially when it comes to practicality. I'm a very practical person. I mean, for the most part, I do definitely have issues when it comes to being practical about money, but I'm definitely getting better about it. So this is interesting that it's saying irresponsible spending may cause hardship and these financial mistakes may be hidden. It's definitely, I think, hand in hand with the ego and the pride getting in the way of practicality, because once that happens, you're kind of blinded by like your ego and your shadow side, because you're so like, what the fuck? Like, where did this come from? Like, this isn't me. And but all of a sudden it's coming out and I just gotta roll with it, let it go, and just like not even acknowledge it. You're just letting it be and kind of almost ignoring it and not like acknowledging it as a real part of you or a real thing. And you're letting it take control of your life. So that's why I think when egotism and pride get in the way of practicality, of course irresponsible spending may cause hardship and irresponsible spending happens. And your ego is going to be blinding you so much that you're like, of course it mentions the financial mistakes may be hidden. You're going to be like pretending or keep acting like you have all the money in the world to be spending, because you're so like blinded by your ego and by like this part of you that you don't ever interact with or know at all or try and get to know, that you're letting them do all these foolish things, like almost because like in spite of how you won't take care of this part of you. So this definitely makes sense that financial mistakes will be hidden to the person who lets their ego get in the way and lets irresponsible spending happen. You're just gonna keep pretending like you have all the money in the world, and that like, you know, it doesn't run out. So like, yeah, it mentions again, you will definitely have a generally reckless attitude towards money when you're blinded by your ego and spending all of it without being aware of what you're spending. So also in contrast with the Queen of Wands card, the Two of Pentacles in reverse mentions at work, you may be dealing with an unreasonable boss who's unrealistic about what can be achieved, putting you under needless pressure. So it's important along with the Queen of Wands, with that throat chakra energy, to be open, especially, you know, like if something's a little too much for you, or you don't understand how to do something, or if you're not comfortable doing something at work, it's important to use that throat chakra energy from the Queen of Wands, that orange, and like that orange sacral chakra energy, like from that fire inside of you, to voice your opinions about how you're feeling, and to make sure that you're respected and treated right at your workplace. You don't want to be under pressure all the time, or feeling like you have to do things you're not comfortable doing at work just to please your boss. And 9 times out of 10, I found in my experience, because I've previously at other jobs been really scared, like I was always such a yes girl and would just always do things that I was uncomfortable doing or that I didn't really understand, or I would take on a lot, and sometimes I would end up failing or embarrassing myself or messing up because I was too proud and letting my ego get in the way to like ask for help or, you know, express my uncomfortableness or express my misunderstanding of something. So, you know, that often at work ends up, sometimes it can mess with financial things, and it can mess up professional things. So you want to make sure that you're using that throat chakra energy from the Queen of Wands card when this reverse Two of Pentacles comes up, so that you can get your point across and that you can be heard and seen. So because of the financial difficulties that happened, they could have happened because of the egotism and pride that got in the way of practicality. Someone in a business partnership, if this resonates with you, maybe putting more into the business than the other person. So it could be you, or this could be relating to the other person. Their egotism and pride can be getting in the way. So definitely try and keep an eye out on the people who you work really close with, and make sure that, you know, you're not being a pushover, and that everyone's doing like the equal amount of work, you know, if that's what's supposed to be happening at the workplace, of course. You know, it's really interesting because yesterday I was having a conversation with somebody about a failed business that they had with a really good friend of theirs, who somebody was taking advantage of the other person, and one person was putting in all the work, but the other person was just taking all the credit and all the money for it. And so, and they just weren't seeing eye to eye, and people's egos were getting in the, and pride were getting in the way. So there was a lot of financial hardships. And so the business didn't fail, but the business partnership didn't work out. So this literally happened yesterday that I had this conversation with somebody. So this is really interesting that I'm pulling this card about the ending. It's not the ending of a business, but it's the end of a business partnership due to financial difficulties. So make sure that if this relates to you, if you're in a business partnership with somebody, or if you and your colleagues at work are working on a project together or working on something together, that everyone is putting in the equal amount of work and the equal amount of time that they should be, so that no one is getting credit taken from them, so that credit is being given where it's due, so that the project is getting finished, point blank period, and so that, you know, there's mutual respect and like a mutual understanding of what's going to happen. So if you lay down those, you know, this is like a big part of also like having boundaries. You know, you want to lay down those boundaries at like the beginning of a business partnership early, no matter who it is. Like if it's your friend, it's your family, like if it's just, you know, you just got hired on by like a random company where you don't know anybody, you want to establish boundaries in the beginning. Cause like I said earlier, or the point I didn't finish earlier, is like 9 times out of 10 I've like experienced in my past, cause I've like previously been that person who's been, sorry I'm repeating this, but I want to finish this thought. Who's been the person who's been like a pushover, or who's just been a yes girl, or who's and just did things even though and just said yes to everything. You want to make sure like you're like putting up those boundaries, because 9 times out of 10 your employer and your coworkers are actually going to respect you way more if you're just straight up and open about not only like how you're feeling, but just who you are as a person. And they'll begin to understand, they'll never be confused about who the fuck you are if you're upfront and authentic and true to yourself about who you are and what you're doing there and what your purpose is. So this is big authenticity energy for me. I'm feeling like you definitely want to off balance like this egotism and pride by like standing in your authenticity and standing in your truth, and not letting your egotism and pride get in the way of practicality in life. So I think that's really important, and I think that message was really hitting for me for sure. So hopefully it's definitely resonating with some of you. And I think that's all I have to say on that. I hope this reading resonated with you guys. I really appreciate you listening. I appreciate you guys being here. I appreciate you being open to receiving the message. I just appreciate it all. I do these when I'm feeling inspired. Like I said, I'm probably going to do a separate podcast. I think I'm definitely going to do a separate one about Giants baseball after this, for whoever is interested in that too, and is listening to this, or if you're not listening to this too. So again, I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening. And I will see you, or not see you, but I will be with you all again very soon. Thank you so much.